Blog Talk Radio.
Job seekers, career switchers, have you heard? Have you heard? TCENow.com is the place to go for career transformation.
And it is always the first place that I recommend for people that I encounter that are real, that are transparent, and they're ready to just be who they are.
You're entering TCE Radio in 5, 4, ready, steady, go.
Hey, it's 12 noon here on the East Coast here in America. Welcome to TCE Radio and welcome to all of our listeners locally and globally abroad. We're with you for 30 minutes at lunchtime, well, East Coast lunchtime here on TCE Radio. Hey, you can give us a call directly, talk to your host, that would be me, if you're live. But if you're listening to this on demand on my podcast, don't call the number. It's only live when we're here, like right now. And here's our hotline for our live viewers, 516-387-1850. That's where you can call us. You can listen to the show entirely on your phone if you're not on a internet device, or, hey, you have I can't even talk right now. I have one cup of coffee, y'all. 516-387-1850 is how you can talk to your host, bring your questions. Listen, let's get right into it. Our topic today, don't be anxious, adapt. Don't be anxious, adapt. We're still in our special, broadcasting. It was COVID-19 that brought me back to you guys. Imagine that, right? Took a virus, took a pandemic to get back on the radio. Anyway, we're back. So we're talking about being adaptable, not being anxious, definitely getting prepared. But how do you adapt right now? So I'm talking to those career seekers, career changers, entrepreneurs, business owners, those of you who are in between, those of you who are laid off, those of you who are displaced. Adapt now, we'll win tomorrow. We have to adapt now to win tomorrow. So let me let you know how you can definitely stay adapted. Make sure if you're listening to us live, right here, radioshow.tcenow.com, every Thursday, 12 noon, East Coast time. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media. You can find that at our website, tcenow.com. Thursday evenings, like you're catching me here at 12 noon now, but Thursday evenings, join my live broadcast on Facebook at our Don't Get Anxious page, at Don't Get Anxious on Facebook, or find it the long way, which is Francina Harrison, the career engineer. You can find it that way. For those of you who are BTR Network peeps, you can definitely join me in the chat. So listen, let's get right into it. News came out this morning with more numbers of job first-time applicants for the unemployment insurance, right? First time for last week, initial claims. So for totality, for about the month of April, give or take, this is the 16th of April, right? And we're looking at 20 million people. According to some numbers, there's like 325 million people in the workforce. Let me fix that. That's wrong. That's wrong, y'all. That's wrong. 325 million people in America. Let me get it right. 325 million people in the U.S. of A., and we've got 20 million. So we're about, I think one of the stats said, one in eight are not making it happen. Right, one or eight are out of work right now. Like one in eight. So let's talk about that one in eight. I'm looking at my Twitter too. I want to give some shout outs. I see my Carla Jenkins. I got to give her a shout out. Y'all check her out at Carla Jenkins on Twitter. First of all, I mean, let me segue because I think this is important. I want to segue here just for a minute. I mean, you know, she gave me this amazing shout out on Twitter the other day. I mean, as a mentor, along with some other amazing people. See, I'm talking about adapting. So let me. I'm going to connect the dots here, guys. Twitter is live, Instagram, Facebook, all the social stuff. You guys know, you all accuse us of playing with these things all the time, and you know, wasting time on our social media platforms, but leave it to Twitter. She tagged me in something with some amazing other folks. It was cool, got my attention. I hear her saying, I'll be here with whistles and bells and whistles. You guys need to check Carla out at Carla Jenkins on Twitter. She's doing some really amazing things in her places and spaces. I want to thank her for the retweet. I'm going to give some shout-outs to the other folks that we got, Phyllis and Lynette and all kind of good folks. So make sure you check us out. I'm going to be checking my Twitter over and over again, guys. I'm going to be checking it because we want to make – this is our show. It's live. It's real. I'm back because of COVID, but I'm back. So listen, so shout-out. Thank you, Carla, for all that you're doing. Keep it flowing. Keep it pushing. Don't quit. That's that message about adapting. Those who adapt now will win tomorrow. So all of you who had a brand on social media, you can build from it. Those of you who didn't do it, now you got to start from scratch. I'm just saying. We got to be adaptable to win. So listen, a couple quick things. I mean, there are so much news going on. I want to make sure this show is about you not just getting over share, because God knows, and I said, God knows all kinds of news are coming your way. There's a guy cutting the grass right outside my window, guys. I don't know if you guys can hear that. And I'm happy because he's cutting the grass, so that means he has a job and he's taking care of business. But so there's a lot of overshare coming. So let me talk about some adaptations that we need to do right now. I know we're all in the here and now, and we're worried and we're scared and we're anxious, and I get it. It's real. I am not going to be someone to minimize that. But as much as we're stuck in the here and now, we've really got to think about after this. We've got to really think about then and there and the adaptation, what we can do right now to adapt. There's no rules here besides being decent, honest, and having integrity, okay? The universal rules apply. Do the right thing for the right reason. Have honesty. Be humble in this. Have some integrity, but also get it together, okay? Mount up. Rise up, okay? If you got to have some tears, then listen, we get it. My food bank in my area got long lines just like anybody else. But after you do the tears, get it out. Do what you got to do. Get it all out. Now let's get to work. And I'm talking about adapting to get to work in your mind, adapting to get to work in your spirit, adapting to look at these tools in your hand, whether you're using that phone as your best friend or you're using the platforms that you have built. And maybe it was a hobby or just something you're playing with. But now if you have some influence or you have some access or you have things like that, you need to be tapping into that right now. LinkedIn is a gold mine. It was a gold mine 5 years ago, but if you don't know how to use it, it won't help you to adapt to times such as this, okay? So here's what I need everyone to do right now. I mean, shake it off, get together. It's Thursday. I'm with you for a half hour every Thursday. I will answer a question. I will give some feedback. If I don't know the answer, I'll tell you, and I'll show enough we'll go get it, okay? I will do the best I can. There's no guarantees here. We're in uncharted territory. But what I do know is, if you are not plugged into some type of online connectivity platform, and when I say plugged, I know there's folks who are veterans, but I mean beyond veterans, guys. I mean, are you using it to get it done? Are you using it to make those critical connections, not just wasting time but investing time in using this? I mean, the last week, let's just say we've been here. We came back a couple weeks ago here on TC Radio. And what I'm saying is, how about those of us, if you are on LinkedIn or you are on places like that, who have you connected to, not just to build your networking web, but for real? Did you meet someone, all the thousands of people you're connected to? Have you done some due diligence to search them a little bit, okay? You use whatever hashtags you're following. There's all kinds of hashtags now. Like, for example, now hiring, right, is a pretty impressive hashtag happening right about now. Now hiring, okay, at least on LinkedIn. And you may have a connection that might be hiring or have access or know someone that's hiring. And then how are you reaching out beyond being a lion and just connecting, but literally thinking something through, thinking a really good, introduction, like, hey, Sally Sue, we've been connected here on LinkedIn. Hey, Sally Sue, listen, we're connected here on LinkedIn. I see you have thus and so. I have thus and so. We've been connected for a year. Is there any way I'd love to find, see you're working with thus and so, or I see you have this skill set, or I see you have, you're part of this organization. I am exploring the marketplace. Maybe I'm exploring it as an entrepreneur at the marketplace. Maybe I'm exploring it as a W-2 here for a workforce opportunity. I see you're connected. I see you're hiring, or I see that you have access Can we have a Zoom, FaceTime? What's the other one we got here? What we got? Zoom, FaceTime, Duo. I don't know. We got all kinds of them, right? I'm saying to go beyond just mass attack, but the one-on-one, I mean, human connection, using all your technology gifts and talents, but to really reach out to other human beings and make something happen. I mean, even if it's chiseling, and maybe that's not a direct, but here's a way to get through and chew. Let me give you a great, for example, and again, you're listening to TC Radio guys right here. I am your career engineer. I had a cup of coffee. It's kicking in. Can you tell that it's kicking in, right? We're talking about those who are that now will win tomorrow, COVID or otherwise. So let me give you a quick four example of what I'm talking about. So what I mean is this, like this morning, for example, I got an email from a connection with the Virginia Employment, you know, our Virginia, we call it the Employment Commission, because, hey, let's face it, I want to know not only what's happening nationally, but I need to know what's happening, you know, right here in my own, you know, my own state. So anyway, got some job leads that probably aren't the best fit for my clientele, but I have a public group on LinkedIn, Facebook called Don't Get Anxious. And, you know, it might be there's some warehouse and industrial work that maybe it's a temporary for somebody. I have no judgment here. Boom. Okay, this guy, we've been connected years and years and years. I said, since we're connected, you know, okay, I get my little job leads from you. That's great. I'll share it. No worries. However, I have a question, right? And my point is, replay, return, boom. I want to ask about specific opportunities. Like most employment commissions, ours is overwhelmed with the 5 million that happened last week. You know, we're hitting about six figures every week here in Virginia. We don't have the capacity to handle that. Never did. Never thought this would ever happen. All those things. So there has to be more hands make light work, right? Many hands make light work. I heard my governor share, you know, the need, the calls, you know, there may be some need here that maybe the state agencies are going to try to get some folks in to help. Anyway, this fellow is a decision maker at a certain level. But anyway, here's the short end of the story. I got information on who's hiring and how to access that by, again, just converting a generic, regular, oh, here's the thing we do every week, to a more specific, if I didn't ask, I wouldn't get the information. And then I got a name of someone even higher up to probably get more information that's vetted and that's allowed to go out publicly, okay? It's going to take some work on my part. Of course it's going to take some work. I'm going to spend more time on the phone, talk about, you know, invest a little bit more time with these connections. Can't do it quick, fast, in a hurry because this is relationship building. However, I'm going to get information that if it's not going to bless me, which, you know, I don't mind getting blessed, I can bless somebody else with a real opportunity without the fakeness or falsehoods or myths about who's doing what from the source. So this is how we adapt. We can spend more time going deeper versus wider. All right, going deeper versus wider. Miss Phenom is in the chat room. I know I had some people so they couldn't get in the chat room. They had to sign in. I don't know. Maybe that's not the BTR way, but people talk about building a new skill. What skills should be in demand? What skills should be in demand? I'm going to tell you something about skills. Ooh, and this is I'm going to have a personal opinion. We're in unprecedented times, guys. Unprecedented times. Folks are taking certification tests left and right. You know what folks need right now? Folks who can adapt. I mean, I just need to keep it as real as possible. Right now, those who can adapt and they are effective with the skill, the toolbox that they have. Like I'm looking at your toolbox you already have. Those who are effective, those who are efficient, and those who are accurate. That's what employers are looking for right now. I'm going to tell y'all right now, this is so unprecedented what's going on right now. And I don't care if you're Zoom. And again, I tell you what, I'm going to be on TV this Monday. I'm going to share all these job leads. There are professional jobs as well as, the essential worker jobs because companies are hiring. But, of course, you know, let's face it, what am I doing right now? I'm using Internet technology to do what I'm doing. So, obviously, whoever owns BTR Network had to take it up a notch. So all the people that make something like this happen, all the technology folks, information technology, application systems, no doubt, those folks have got to, there's more of a demand of those folks. But they're not the only ones. So obviously, if you come to the table with a certification in certain types of technology skill sets, I mean, my God, there's tons of them. You guys know what's hot. You know, these software engineers and these technology, these systems engineers and folks that can keep the network and the bandwidth going, a lot of that is experience. It's not just the certification, which I'm finding that out too. Folks need applicable knowledge, people that can show up and get it done. That's what I'm hearing. So, see, those are what we used to call those soft skill things, to get up and do it. You know, the moxie, oh, this is broke, how do we fix it? The gray matter thinking, the adapt, to be able to adapt in times such as these. A certified Scrum person or a certified project manager, which is great, is hot, is wonderful. Microsoft Certificate, wonderful. But can you get it done? Can you adapt? Can you, I mean, these are 15-hour days they're dealing with Zoom. I'm telling you. So we're going to get back to some more of that. I love your question. Ms. Cousins, how will you get the pre-existing HR application systems that are still in place if you don't have certification? You know, well, here's the thing. This is my personal opinion. There, right, I mean, I have someone else I just do just pass Scrum, and that's great. That's wonderful. But my point is, I believe there's a lot of that already in the marketplace. It's there. I mean, we would, and let's face it, we got HR. I was talking to an HR guy yesterday who had to, in the D.C. area, whose company had to create policy. Like, you have folk right now just trying to create policy to handle retention and employees working. And I'm talking teleworking policy, never was around before. So you have human resources folks. Don't get me wrong. They need the applicants coming in, but you got folks just trying to maintain the staff they have. New employee benefits, new age, and no one has, and the folks who are creating new policy that has never had to be created before, that's got nothing to do with the certification. That comes with wisdom and experience. Guys. So what I'm saying to everyone, there will be a time for things to get back to, well, if I have all of this, this will work. Well, maybe not so much. Look at the physicians. I mean, my goodness. Let's look at what we're hearing in terms of the medical space. Best doctors on the planet with the best education and the best licensures and the ones who, and they don't know. I mean, they're giving us their best guess. But at the end of the day, we need folks that know how to get this thing done. So no one is minimizing certs and all that. They have a place in the workforce. But when I'm telling you what's keeping the stock, the food on the shelf, what I'm saying to you, what's keeping Zoom from crashing? In fact, Zoom and Facebook had a significant crash last week. Significant. For those of us who are Zoomers, and we know exactly what crashed, it wasn't until last night, a week from yesterday, did I get a response back. The Zoom engineers and the Facebook engineers and all those folks with certifications had to figure out how to fix something. And it wasn't necessarily the cert that made that happen. It was a combination of experience and credentialing and wisdom and making it happen. So that's what I have to say. I want to do the Forrest Gump thing. That's what I have to say about that. But like I shared, the biggest thing that HR people are doing, because I'm going to, again, that hashtag now hiring, check that out. That's a new, it's an old hashtag that's gotten some love because companies who are hiring are telling you exactly how they're populating their pipeline. And things are different. They are a bit different. So hold on, guys. Thank you for watching. I keep saying watching. Now, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come right back. And, again, your questions are good. Ms. Phenom, thank you so much. There's some good ones. But this is real stuff here. Got 20 million people looking for work now. Initial claims. That's a lot of folks. But we're going to help them to learn how to win by the power of adaptation. Don't go back. Don't go away. I'll be right back. I see them coming right back. I'm going to try.
A push-up moment from the career engineer. Failure happens when you try to become something you are not. There is no one on this planet just like you. Learn to embrace and accept your originality, your body composition, the hue of your complexion, your voice, your essence, and your professional style. My message to you, accept who you are. Thank you for listening. This is Francina Harrison, a career engineer.
the career engineer.
Oops. I pushed the wrong button, guys. Can you believe it? That's what happens when you're not paying attention. But anyway, TCE Radio, we're with you for until 12:30, half hour show. We're keeping it real, keeping it relevant. We're thanking you for your questions. Ms. Manon is blocking you in our chat. Check her out at home on Twitter. And Women's CEO Project. Hey, remember, you can catch us every Thursday. Yeah, I hit the wrong button because I got too many toys to play with. Talking about keeping it real, being able to adapt. Don't get anxious, get prepared, still matters. But what we have seen right now from the top all the way to the bottom is either strategies of folks who can adapt and what happens when you don't. And what happens when you don't. And the after COVID, to see what we do today will affect us a month from now. Of course, that's true with the public health crisis, but that's also true in the economics, okay, in our businesses and in our careers. As you're hearing all the conversations, when are we going to open up? When are we going to go back to normal? Normal redefining, okay? What I do know is that people have to work. People have to take care of their families. People have to pay their bills, and we will go back to working. How we work and the gateway to work and the pipeline to work, you've got to be able to adapt, and you better be able to command your use of being bilingual in technologies, remote technologies, mobile technologies, what you got in your hand, in your toolbox, if you want to be valued. If you want to be valued, okay? So that's the deal. So I talked about the that flexibility and factors. I'm going to be working on my blog, two blogs behind. I'm doing TV now every Monday, sharing these types of tips. And, again, flexibility and people adapting. And this is what we're hearing. Here's what's really interesting about this particular topic. This is what I'm hearing from those who are making decisions on hiring. I mean, I'm looking at every single industry. We're talking about, I'm looking at how I do TV now is different. We had to adapt. The engineers at the station. In the old days, folks thought if you did a TV show by Skype or you did a news broadcast by Skype or, you know, by mobile, and they call it the square box. If you only use the square box and you couldn't get people in the studio, oh, you're not a real broadcaster. You don't have it to go. What are we seeing now? We see the major networks, and those of you say, "Ooh, that stuff is just low. That's low rent, folks. They're not doing." What's happening? Everyone is using WebEx, and so there you go. There's another folks, the Cisco system with WebEx. Of course, they're hiring. They've got more folks doing stuff. But guess what happened? People who never experienced this had to figure this out. And all I'm trying to say is it wasn't the or that 4.0 that I'm just saying. It was folk putting real practical application to make something amazing happen. I've got, the podcast engineers. I had to go back to using Skype. I had not used Skype in a long time because I'm a Zoom. I'm a big Zoom person. But guess what? I had to revisit Skype and recommand that technology and understand it so I could be adaptable. Education, come on, university-level education, whether you're Harvard, Stanford, or your local community college down the street, folks had to adapt. The best and biggest minds in the planet still are having adaptation. We've got University of Miami and Drexel University students suing their schools because the students are failing to adapt. I mean, I'm just saying they're suing because they don't have the same experience they had before. They don't feel they're getting the same. Maybe, and they may have an argument. Who am I to judge? But what I'm saying is this pandemic has just changed things. Healthcare, adaptation, education up in our public schools, K-12, adaptation, hospitality industry, adaptation. Those who are, well, let me tell you how the hospitality industry is hanging on. I know, right? Right? Zoom University, man. We could teach the whole world. Hotels, okay, come on. Rooms are empty. except the ones who knew how to adapt. So the managers and the IT people from Marriott and Hilton and the environmental specialists, guess what? You've got folks who don't have a place to live living in hotels. They adapted. They got with state agencies or agencies that take care of the most vulnerable and found a way for folks to bunk in a hotel. If you have no home, it's hard to stay at home, to shelter in place, or stay at home if you have no home. So you have some of the most vulnerable citizens who are part of, you know, maybe a bigger system, whether it's rehab or whatever. The hotels adapted. Because I'm not going to Charleston right now. I would love to. I can't go to Disney World right now. Would love to, but I can't go, all right? So you got to adapt. So everyone, whether you're the rocket scientist to the ditch digger, if you're going to make it now, and this now is going to last for months, don't be deceived. No one's running out tomorrow if somebody says, oh, let's open up. Ain't nobody going nowhere. We're still mask and glove scared. We're going to be anxious just for a little bit. But while we're anxious for a little bit, please adapt. That's my message for you today. If you do not adapt, you will not win tomorrow. So don't base it on one thing. You better look at the, I'm going to use a big word, plethora. Is that the right word? Plethora of things you have, but your ability to get up, rise up, and get it to go is really what's going to make the difference. When I share these job leads tomorrow, I mean Monday when I go on television, a whole bunch of them, I mean lots of companies, I mean the big ones and little ones are stepping up with what they need. And their pipelines are still allowing you to fly online, but they're going to be interviewing folks remotely. So if you won't adapt to remote interviewing, then you're going to be left out. And, right, and ways of remote working, if you don't know how to adapt to that, you're going to be left out. But wisdom and discernment and practical application really has something to say right now, because right now we need folks that understand how to keep things rolling right now. And if you've got that and you're adapting to this, and this is a big shift, guys, this is a major shift for all of us. This, I mean, we've not been, you know, we've never been here before. I feel just a little bit more comfortable about this situation because I've always been virtual or been able to use this type of technology, okay? But look at the show I'm doing now. I'm doing both. I'm using a telephone, good old-fashioned phone, good old-fashioned telephone, right? But I'm also using an online access to a network, using their switchboard, getting online, yada, 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 right? Using both high-tech and high-touch, right? Using both my practical application, my intelligence, because God knows I've got a little bit of that, but I'm really amping that up. But this is what we have to do. Carla says, what do you say to unemployed people who say they will wait this out? Good luck with that is what I say to unemployed people who will wait this out. You're going to wait what out? What are you going to wait out? Again? Now, what you do today will be reflected now. So they be still. Because, you know, no one, I mean, the waiting world, come on, we have no clue. All I know is every day when I wake up, I hear new numbers that are grim. Every morning I wake up, there's new numbers. What you do today will help you win tomorrow. So I challenge folks. Now, if you have the finances and the resources to stay unemployed, then that's your thing. But most of us got to eat. Most of us got to eat. So that, in my personal opinion, I'll say my professional opinion, you better not, you wait for what? What are you waiting for? This is the biggest oh my God moment I think that most of us have ever experienced. So I say start if you're, you know, if you've got time on your hands, start adapting. Get your brand adaptable. Start learning a skill you don't, you know, I mean, YouTube and all that good stuff is sitting around. You know, it's time to get things in order, but you might want to look at what's going on right now. And again, that hashtag now hiring is a big one. Now hiring is a big one. So that one will share. Those folks who are waiting, who's hiring now and ready to engage those folks who are adapting. So listen, guys, catch me next week. We're going to have Ask the Career Engineer Live as our show segment. Make sure you follow us. Your reminders. It's been great. Phenom, you rock. Hey, and y'all be blessed. I'll catch you next Thursday right here on BTR. Stay safe. Stay well.